What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Beta Fans. I am AJ.
DJ.
I am JJ.
See, we can't even get... Why? You're laughing. Can't you just get through it straight? We're just talking about fast food being expensive after April 1st because a $20 minimum hour hit. So we're going to see how... We're no longer going to have In-N-Out for the listeners who live in the West Coast. No more In-N-Out.
I thought In-N-Out always had livable wages.
I think I saw it was livable? like 19 an hour.
I mean, right now they're still hiring for people like between $18 and $25 an hour.
Yeah, they just have terrible hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's fast food. But I heard that In-N-Out was ranked like 3rd or 4th best companies to work in the whole world or whole U.S.
Yeah, they provide a lot of benefits.
I would want to be just a manager.
They even help you out with school.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they pay for your school.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but a good amount. And it's very easy to get that scholarship.
Well,
anything.
Well, speaking about school, a lot of big companies are no longer going to put the bachelor's requirement. Like Dell, Microsoft, all these big companies that say.
You think that's true?
No, they are going to remove
it. Yeah, because you don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with a lot of like people that are self-taught.
You've been scammed, guys.
We have.
Because in high school level,
you've been scammed for sure.
The high school level, they teach so much now. Like, it's one of those things where you learn a trade school in high school.
Mm. There's doctors, yeah, you need to go to school. Engineers, architects, for sure school.
Yeah.
Lawyers, for sure school. But business majors.
Like, so people that write software, as long as it's not, you know, risking anybody's life, you don't really need to go to school.
Software? Like coding?
Yeah, like coding. Nah. You don't need to go to school for that.
Man, there's hackers that are 10 years old hacking
governments. As long as it has to do with any life safety, you should be fine. But once you're dealing with life safety, that's when you need to go to school.
I'm wasting my time.
Well, yeah. Well, let's get to the sports. Okay, so there's a lot of football news. The most breaking news was Jim Harbaugh. So we're just going to talk about everything. I'm going to talk about everything. I think there was something else with basketball. Yeah. Yeah, Doc Rivers.
Yeah, he went with the Milwaukee.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
That sucks, isn't it?
We'll talk about that. We'll leave that towards the end. But let's talk about, actually react to the divisional round.
That's divisions? Yeah.
The divisional round. What were your guys' reaction to what Bills, Chiefs, Ravens, Texans?
Can I start?
Niners, yeah. Packers, and who was the other one? I'm missing one.
Can I start?
Or say all of them?
It was only 4 games.
Texans, Rangers.
Yeah. Texans, Rangers. Dang, that's a baseball team.
Texans, Ravens.
Yes.
Niners, Packers. Yep. Bills, Chiefs.
Yep. Detroit Lions versus the Rams.
No, Lions. Yes, Lions, the Rams, and Buccaneers. Yes.
Lions and Buccaneers.
Yeah. Lions and Bucks. All right, JJ, what you got to say?
And I said this at the beginning of the season, the Bills are butt cheeks.
Right.
I have never believed, and I always believed.
I feel like they got cheated by officiation.
That's cool, but they lost.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
They lost because of the refs.
Okay, so
that's fine. I mean, it's not fine.
Okay, good question.
Wait, let me finish my statement.
No. It's going to be good.
That sucks.
Question:
lost to the refs.
Did the Chiefs win it or did the Bills blew it?
I think it was a bit of both. Why doesn't Josh Allen do a checkup instead of throwing the ball down the field and having his receiver not catch the ball? Stephon Diggs hiding throughout the whole game? Because he's not getting the ball. There's a lot of things that I felt like played against the receivers and just Josh Allen's preferred targets that were, I think, crucial as well, but not as crucial. But then the kicker fucked it up too. So there's a lot of things that applied to the Bills. But overall, butt cheeks for the Bills. I said at the beginning of the season, but I think the refs will somehow let the Chiefs win again.
I thought Josh Allen was a better quarterback, except for that one play. I think Josh Allen played the better night. I think that one play justifies the whole game because, yes, he should have easily checked it down for a first down and made an easier kick, I guess.
I mean, you can't just depend on the kicker to score.
Yeah, but I think that was his second miss.
Was it?
Yeah. I think there's been a few misses.
That was the second miss that game.
Stephon not catching his ball down the field, which I think
it went
pretty
right through his hands.
Yeah.
Was it that game?
No, I think he hasn't missed that in that game.
No, yeah, he did.
He did?
I don't think they were supposed to ever be put in that situation.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, because I think yeah, I missed another one, and it was like a, it was a harder kick. Yeah, but this one was, I think it was 40 yards.
Yeah, this was small. Yeah, it was a small, a lot smaller. It was for the Bills win.
It was a weird kick too. It was crazy.
I think
laces out, bro. Like this is like, I think he has the laces in the crooked as shit.
I clearly remember seeing that kick. What, left? Bank left?
It was bank right.
Bank right. Hits left and banks right.
Yeah, top right.
Yeah, because it looked like it was going to go in.
Yeah, top right.
And then it takes like a crazy, just like.
A right turn. It's like,
like it hit a camera or something like that.
I did it. And then I saw a funny video where like a bunch of Chiefs fans put a fan on the like the left side of TV that was blowing it.
Yeah.
So when they caught it perfectly timing, they're all like freaking out, like, oh my God, we did it. But I think the Bills blew it because a lot of stuff happened wrong. And I think Chiefs played their best game of the season. Because we know that they should have never beaten the Bills. But
yeah, it's one of those things where like the Chiefs are like third down and long, and then they get a penalty first down.
That's happened. Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And then next thing you know, they slam, they pick up Josh Allen and slam him to the ground, and there's no penalty for unnecessary roughness.
That's also very true.
They have blew the whistle, and then they still took like two steps and then slammed him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was no call, but Patrick Mahomes gets called for less.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this. Yep. Dude.
And I'm just like, that was just, it was just crazy. Because I guess Josh Allen, yeah, you're right. At that point, he's a running back. But still, you can't slam somebody running back after the whistle was blown and it's clearly forward progress.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still slam him to the ground. I was like, all right, bro. Like, what the hell? What y'all officiating?
Yeah. I mean.
But that rookie kicker, too. I was like.
Was it rookie?
Yeah, he a rookie kicker.
Tyler Bass?
It's Carlson.
No, that's the Packers.
That's the Packers, dude.
Oh, that's the Packers?
That's the Packers.
Yeah, Tyler Bass. The thing too that I was pissed too, because I'm like, the Bills should have knew the kickers were gonna have a bad night after that Packers loss. Oh no, the Packers were the ones that should have never been put in that situation
to win against the Niners.
Exactly.
He had missed the first field goal.
Yes exactly.
And then he missed the second one too, I believe.
Yes. The two field goals were definitely.
Yeah, it was like he shouldn't. They should never have been in that situation.
Well, let's pivot to the West side now.
We're not done with the East.
Well, he was talking about the West kickers.
I know. I don't know how this conversation went to the West.
That's because he was confusing the kickers.
Yeah.
But let me ask you guys this question. So coaches are being filled up, right? We'll talk about coaches a little longer, but Titans picked up their coach. Chargers recently picked up their coach. Raiders picked up their coach. Patriots picked up their coach. Who else am I missing? I'm missing the Falcons. I'm missing the Falcons. The Seahawks.
The Seahawks.
So spots are being filled up, right? Someone proposed to fire the head coach of the Bills and bring in Bill Belichick.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
What do you guys think about that?
Mm-hmm. I like it. I must have a really good offensive coordinator.
I like it too, because I'm like.
Bills in a win now mode. Like, I'll come in. I have the pieces. Let's do it.
Because what Josh Allen reminds me of, he runs with Dak Prescott. They're great athletes, but they are careless. I was like, they try to bite too much more than they can chew. Like, Josh Allen, why are you running so much, bro? Like, check the ball. Like, literally, do your checks. And then, like, that risky play, I was like, sure, I'll take that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, give me some good plays after, man.
Yeah, and the reason why I like Bill is because Bill to the Bills, he's chasing that record. He's chasing the all-time most wins record by, like, I think Don Shula from the Dolphins, right? So rebuilding, going to a new team to rebuild everything is going to be challenging, right? So if you put him with I know you don't like him, JJ, but like a battle-tested quarterback who can get to at least a divisional round.
They get wins because I'm like, look at their record. They were like, what, division leaders, weren't they?
I feel like, I don't hate the idea of the Bills being good.
Yeah,
hate the idea that the Bills act like the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Choke artists?
They choke, but they choke in divisionals. Have you noticed?
Divisionals. You know what's ironic?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. It's true. No, yeah. Divisionals, they always choked.
No, they just lose to the same
Not
team.
Not choke, but they lose in divisionals.
To the same team.
Someone pointed out this. So you know how last year Josh Allen got a lot of backlash because Stephon Diggs was going like hands up in the air looking and like, what are we doing? Or like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
After Stephon Diggs missed this crucial catch, once the media was allowed in the locker room.
Which one?
The deep pass from like
His fault.
It went through his hands.
It went through his hands.
Are you talking the one where like he didn't do his check down?
No. It's a different play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The check down was later in the game.
Yeah, because I was like, that play was probably throw.
Third quarter.
I see.
Yeah.
So when the media was finally allowed inside a locker room, Stephon Diggs was not there and Von Miller was not there.
Yeah, Von Miller was healthy.
He was, but Von Miller didn't get a single sack this season.
Crazy.
I think ever since he went to the Bills, he hasn't gotten sacked.
And Stephon Diggs hasn't caught a touchdown since like week six. But it's kind of funny that Josh Allen was defending Stephon Diggs. Like, no, there's no problem. There's no problem. When clearly, you know, Stephon Diggs was throwing jabs and like sending cryptic message. But when he literally dropped the ball, he's nowhere to be found.
I see.
So this could be the last season or the last time we see Stephon Diggs.
In the Bills uniform. I think it'll change the scenery.
Is it possible?
I think so.
Yeah.
Someone's going to trade for him. I think we'll be okay with it or finds a way to get out of his contract.
Yeah, the Bills don't need him.
No, Gabriel Davis is hurt. I think that was an also crucial thing.
They got the rookie wide receiver.
Shakir, he reminds me a lot of Tutu Atwell.
Mm.
Like, he's not one to, like, be flashy, but he could be a threat, too.
And they also got the two tight ends. Like, I know Dawson Knox.
Yeah, Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid, which Dalton Kincaid's going to be a really good tight end.
Yeah, I think Dawson Knox had some, like, family matters.
I think last year his brother passed away.
I don't think he's played as Kincaid really stepped up to the plate.
Yeah.
And James Cook kind of like flourished.
Yeah.
Towards the end, more and more.
I think he flourished all season.
Yeah, I think he actually
but
hasn't reached his prime quite yet. But I think next.
But the thing is that James Cook, I don't know, he kind of reminds me of a lot of like
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, not Dalvin
Cook, but more like I don't know, like
a young Aaron like, Jones.
No, like Najee Harris, man.
Najee Harris?
Yeah.
Najee Harris had one good season. I feel like
exactly. He hasn't. That's why I think that James Cook, I don't know if he's going to be the same way, is what I'm trying to say.
Because
he can be. I don't think he was as consistent, but he did he did blow up a couple times.
Yeah.
So, Bill to the Bills? I like it.
Yeah, because I want to see their defense really become the defense that is the Bills Mafia. I didn't think it was this season.
So Sean McDermott is out. Bill is in. Where does Sean go?
He can get a. Is he offensive or defensive?
I thought he was defensive. That's why they like a Leslie Frazier.
Then he can get some. He can get a DC job somewhere because they did fire the defense coordinator for the Packers and the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins mutually parted ways.
Don't the Cowboys need a defensive coordinator too? No.
Dan Quinn's still there. Who knows if he's being interviewed?
I thought he was going to get to the Seahawks.
Well, after that performance, people would have questions. But let's transition to, well, let's stay a little more on the East Coast. Lions, Buccaneers.
Right, that is East
Coast. That was a lot closer game.
I liked it.
It was a good game. Mike Evans is a dog. He's going to get a huge contract.
I hope he does, dude.
I hope he doesn't go to the Chiefs, though. I just hope he doesn't go to the Chiefs.
But you think he's going to stay in the Bucks?
No, because he wanted a contract extension, but they didn't offer him. So he's like, all right, deuces. I'm going to ball out. Watch me.
I think he performed. I think Baker Mayfield he did Baker Mayfield shit.
Towards the end.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where, like, he was hot, and it's like, yeah, bro. This
then
is
his
why.
Interception was like, oh, Baker shit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, this is the reason why this is your third team.
I just remember I played for 14
in a couple years, yeah.
People were saying that Buccaneers should re-sign Baker Mayfield.
They should.
Oh, I think so, too. Really? I think
he did take his team to the divisional round.
Yeah.
Because I think he's just like, I want to see. It's like it's one of those things where better safe than sorry, because I'm like, a lot of teams are so easy, like trigger happy to like release their quarterbacks, but it's like, who's your next dude, dog? Like, come on, like, the whole Russell Wilson, like, who's your next guy? How are you going to
Drew Lock?
Like, straight, like, X him out and without having somebody to bat next, you know?
Mm-hmm. Unless they're battle tested.
But who?
Well, that your was kind of, that was kind of like the trend that happened this year, you know?
His man.
Who?
His favorite player.
Jimmy G?
No. His favorite player in the whole
Aaron Rodgers?
Nope.
Patrick Mahomes?
Nope.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I know who he's talking about.
I don't know.
Derek Carr, man.
No.
Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah.
Ryan Tannehill in the back? He was in the back at some point. And then became a starter.
It's not the first time a Texan quarterback goes and saves the what do you call, the Denver organization. Oh, no, he's not from Texas.
No, I was going to say, who the hell are you talking? You mean Colts?
Well, Peyton Manning, isn't he from Texas?
No.
He went to Texas A&M. Nope.
He went to Tennessee.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
Put me out of this. I don't know college teams.
Peyton Manning went to Tennessee.
I thought it was Longhorn.
This is why we don't talk about college football, because I don't know.
University of Tennessee. Eli Manning went to Ole Miss.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but what do you call it?
But.
Yeah, I don't know. Denver organization, just get some draft picks, though.
But let's actually go to the West now.
The Ravens?
Actually, yeah, I forgot about the goddamn. It's because I was busy doing Hallelujah. I was busy doing with them.
No, we already talked about the Chiefs and Bills game.
Yeah. No, yeah, what I meant was the Ravens and
it's still on the East Coast, yeah. So explain to me, because I couldn't watch the game because I was busy. I know it was tight at the half. Was it close at the half or?
It was good. The first half of the game was really good. It looked like the Texans, although the Texans weren't able to get a single touchdown offensively.
They're special teams, right?
Yes, they ran back the ball. Uh-huh. I think it was a return. Yeah. But it was their defense really, like, they stepped up to the mound. The Texas defense. Mm-hmm. They were, like, making Lamar struggle. Mm. But it's just once they got that first punch in, they just kept, like, hitting them. And Lamar just started, like, he started spazzing out. His accuracy was on point. Like, he threw dimes.
Lamar. Yeah. He kept thrusting the Texans.
Yeah, he was throwing dimes.
Like one pump after.
And he was running the ball, too. He was...
He was being the quarterback he should be.
Yeah, he's the reason why he should be MVP.
And he will be MVP.
I think so.
And this is in the first half or the second half?
The second half.
The second half. The first half, he was struggling.
Yeah.
So the adjustments were made.
And then...
Pressing a profanity halftime talk. That's what he claims he said. He had a profanity like chat with his team. He was talking shit to his teammates.
He cussed them out like,
yeah. Hippie. Yeah, exactly. He was cussing out his teammates to get their shit together.
Yeah.
Or but, get their shits together.
What's his name? What's his name? The quarterback?
Lamar. CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud, like, it kind of felt like this is how, like, he played a true defense and he just couldn't score.
Mm. So welcome to a league, Junior.
Well, yeah, it was a welcome to a league moment. It was just like
damn, these guys are good.
Like you moving the ball. Singletary's he had an amazing run,
mm-hmm.
but it's just once you hit past the 40-yard line, once you start like near inching over to the red zone, it was just hard for them.
So, you guys saw the Ravens and Texans game, and you guys saw the Bills and Chiefs. I'll ask that question later. But let's just finish up on the West Coast. Niners and Packers.
The Packers should have won that game.
There's absolutely no reason why the Niners
should even been that close.
It was they had a terrible performance.
Mm-mm.
Horrible performance. One of the younger teams in the league, yeah, I think they shouldn't win the NFC West. Or NFC.
Yeah, because even Aaron Jones, man, he had the game of his life. Mm.
Yeah, dude. He was running
all
up
of
and
a
down
sudden. He wants to play. Fantasy football's over.
He's saving himself for the
He's saving himself.
Yeah, and then it's just a terrible kicker, man. Missed two field goals.
That's your kicker's brother. So
I know. That's
default. your Your kicker is
garbage. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, Carlson. I was like, sometimes the little brother is not as adequate as the bigger brother, man.
Who is the older one?
Daniel Carlson.
Daniel Carlson is the oldest.
But he's a rookie, you
know? And then did Jordan Love doing a Jordan Love thing.
What did he do?
Oh, that play was terrible. The horrible
interception towards the end. That was Baker
shit. No. It was first down.
Yeah, and he intercepted the ball to end the game.
He threw the ball like soft as hell across the field.
Across his body, too.
Yeah, across his body. It was like, dude, take the sack or throw the ball away.
Find another down, man.
And this is the stuff. It's like, I thought you were better than this, man. You're not a rookie per se.
Per se, no.
But it was a rookie move.
It was the biggest rookie move. It's like one of those things where it's like
nincompoop move.
Yeah, it's like fight to live. If this was third down, I'd be like, you know what?
Desperate times,
desperate measures. But it's first down, though.
First down, 1:40 on the clock.
Yeah, And it was such a like a. It was terrible. The throw was hot garbage.
I agree 100%. Because I didn't get to see the first half or the first quarter, but did Brock Purdy throw an interception in the first quarter? Yeah. Like in the first 5 minutes? Did he throw an interception?
Or
he almost got picked.
Nah, he threw a pick.
He threw a pick.
It was tipped, I think.
ESPN analysts were saying, like, if we pay attention to Brock Purdy, when he throws his pass and he gets picked or nearly picked, his confidence is shaky, according to them, that he's more.
But he also didn't have Deebo Samuel.
He didn't have Deebo Samuel. And right now, Adam Schefter saying it's 50-50.
I think even without Deebo Samuel, they're still good. Brandon Ayuk steps up. George Kittle.
I know, but the thing is, Deebo is a threat that you need to be careful. And that's why Brandon Ayuk gets open. When Brandon Ayuk is the only threat with Kittle, and Kittle hasn't performed all season, in my opinion.
As we know, he should.
Yeah.
Well, he has Christian McCaffrey in the backfield that could catch a ball.
McCaffrey is the reason why that team won.
He
solely carried that whole team on his back, which I've said all season. And that's the reason why Brock Purdy should never have been part of the MVP discussions, and it should only be McCaffrey versus Lamar Jackson.
Here is a topic, a slight side topic. Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Brock Purdy.
Who's the worst?
Brock Purdy.
Jared Goff next?
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes second and Lamar third.
I heard third?
Yo, what kind of...
I'm sorry.
You said
there's only four people.
Yeah.
So Lamar, Patrick, Jared, and Brock.
Yeah.
I'll take Patrick over Lamar.
As this season or overall talent?
This season.
Mm. So are we looking at Brock Purdy being eliminated because he's not that quarterback?
No.
Or is it because he'll make it through because he has those skill set players?
The surrounding cast.
It's just, I feel like he has an Achilles heel, and if you could hit his Achilles heel, yeah, they'll lose. But if you can't hit that, then... Because the Niners, when they're up at the beginning, they're good.
Yep.
But it's just coming from a deficiency is where they struggle.
Because I'm not sure if you guys knew, but Kyle Shanahan going into the fourth quarter, but losing by 3 points or more, he's like 0-30. So every single 49ers fan, I saw a bunch of videos that they were shitting bricks because he's never been able to do a comeback.
Yeah.
And they finally did it. But I definitely think that Brock Purdy is a product of the system. It's not his fault. Granted, no one saw this coming. No one in God's green earth is going to say, oh, we saw Brock Purdy, how good he is. We're going to take it with the very, 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 very last pick.
You're talking about pre him drafting, not coming into the season, right?
Yeah. Like when he barely got drafted, right? No one's going to tell me like Brock Purdy is a guy who's going to lead our franchise to.
You can say the same about Russell Wilson. He got drafted in the third round.
I mean, third round to like seventh round.
I think any quarterback that's not drafted in the first round, you don't have high expectations.
I mean, there's, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But do you think Mr. Irrelevant was going to take the team like that?
I don't think he's a good quarterback. You're asking the wrong person. JJ thinks he's a good quarterback.
I'm sorry, who? Jared Goff?
Brock Purdy.
No, not anymore. Yeah. Yes, you're right. At the beginning, at some point in time, I did think he was something. But you can't be shaky when you get intercepted. It's part of the game.
JJ thought Brock Purdy was better than Jalen Hurts.
Yes, I think I did say that. This was last year.
Yeah.
When the 49ers went to the
conference finals.
Last year you thought Jalen Hurts was better than Brock Purdy.
No, the opposite.
Brock Purdy was better. Yeah, I can see. I can't argue against that. I can see that.
Last year, no.
They're the same team.
This year, I was like, sure, maybe. Yeah, you can argue that. Jalen Hurts had a terrible season this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not as equal, but a season before that, I think Jalen Hurts was better.
But
I think Jared Goff will surpass the freaking Niners.
I think Jared Goff is a phoenix that has been reborn. Like
you said. Told you, man.
Yes.
From the ashes. He rises above.
And he knows the Niners already as it is, so he has experience.
And he's a Cali boy.
I'm going for Detroit, man. I hope they have their Cinderella run.
So let's do preview.
Who's the
Sunday football?
Detroit Lions.
They had or they have?
I hope they have their Cinderella, situation where they make it to the Super Bowl.
I hope so.
Chiefs at Ravens at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, so 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
When?
Sunday. Okay. Chiefs at Ravens.
Chiefs at Ravens.
Well, Ravens all the way.
Ravens. Did you see the video of how Jason Kelce was like screaming at the top of his lungs?
Yeah, he was shirtless, drinking beers the whole time.
And you know what's funny? His wife said, like, I hope you behave because we're going to meet Taylor Swift. And he's like, honey, remember our first date? I was blackout drunk at the bar. And he was. He met his girlfriend.
Yeah.
They matched on like online dating. And on the first day, he got blacked out drunk.
Nice.
And he's like,
he sounds like my type of guy.
And he's like, I want to leave a good impression. The Jason effect, you know? I want her to know I'm a big bear. I'm a big cuddle.
He's a fun dude. Like, you know, instead of being awkward and weird and shit.
I'll have to go with Chiefs.
What?
Dude, it's the Ravens versus the Chiefs and the refs, dude.
Oh, my God.
Nah,
it's two against one, dude.
No, I think what they wanted is they wanted Patrick Mahomes to face against Josh Allen because Patrick Mahomes gets views. They wanted Patrick Mahomes to face against Lamar Jackson because those two are iconically the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Lions at Niners. 3:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Is Debo healthy?
50-50.
We don't know yet.
If Debo is healthy, the Niners win. If Debo is not healthy, Detroit wins.
Shannon Sharpe said, like, unless that arm is literally falling off your body, you're going to play. And I agree.
Yeah. It's like he's never won a championship.
With or without Debo, Detroit wins.
Oh,
what did Detroit got?
Okay, let's go. Blow for blow. Okay.
Okay.
Quarterback.
Jared Goff.
Brock Purdy.
I'll take Jared Goff.
Okay. My receivers, go.
For Lions or Niners?
Okay. Amon St. Brown versus who? Debo.
Yeah.
Amon.
Reynolds versus...
Josh Reynolds
versus Brandon.
Just making sure.
Versus Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
But Josh Reynolds,
I
puts up numbers, man. Okay. He's catching too.
I like, I don't know their whole receiver core, but I think the Lions have a good receiver core.
And then it's Jameson Williams, which he's a rookie, but shows a lot of promise. And then, you know, they have someone named Rice or something like that.
No, that's the Chiefs.
That's the Chiefs.
They have a rookie, and he hasn't played that much. He's only there when someone's out.
I'll take Laporta over Kittle.
Yeah,
I was going to say Kittle or Laporta.
Laporta.
And keep in mind, the Lions did sign Zach Ertz.
And Zach Ertz has a backup.
Yeah.
I think that tight end group is good.
But of course, McCaffrey is better than David Montgomery or
Jahir Gibbs. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jahmyr Gibbs, yeah.
Jahmyr.
But that's two workhorses. Now, we're not saying that
McCaffrey counts as three workhorses.
Okay, never mind.
I'll take the best.
All I need is Christian McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, I think he is equivalent to the next two best running backs. Mm. Rested. So like the,
yeah.
Imagine you have like, who is it? Derrick Henry and Austin Eckler, mm-hmm, in rotation. McCaffrey's still better than both of them.
He's right. I can't deny. We can't deny that.
He's a beast, man.
He's like, a beast. Okay, what about three running backs?
I think at that point, yeah, I think they might be able to contend against
them. So McCaffrey versus Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler, and Nick Chubb.
Oh. Nick Chubb's not. He's not
available. No, I'm just. He's healthy.
It's a hypothetical.
If Nick Chubb is healthy, then I think him and Derrick Henry could take him out this season. Then I think Nick Chubb and Derrick Henry could take out McCaffrey.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you don't like Austin Eckler?
I think Nick Chubb is another a beast.
Kareem Hunt. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb, if he was healthy, there's no way they wouldn't be playing right now.
Yeah.
They wouldn't? Yes, I agree.
They would be playing right now.
Yeah, I think they would beat the Texans.
And then they'll have a matchup against...
the Chiefs. No.
Yeah, I think they would match up against the Chiefs or the Bills. And then the Chiefs would have matched up against the...
Texans?
The Ravens.
Oh, the Ravens.
Yeah, either way. Same way.
Okay, yeah.
Same way.
But let me ask you this. Trent Williams or...
Decker?
No, the left tackle for the Lions. Penei Sewell.
Penei Sewell's left? Oh. I don't know. But the Lions have a Pro Bowl center.
I like Penei Sewell. But I think Trent Williams is better all the way.
Of course, he has a lot of experience.
And he still plays hard as hell, man. Like, this dude would like...
Oh, no, he's right tackle, my bad. Penei Sewell's right tackle.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. The center is a Pro Bowler. I think
Nick Chubb. I mean, Nick Chubb.
All right.
Joey Bosa. Nick Bosa.
Yeah, I was about
Adrian
to say.
Adrian Hutchinson.
I was about to say, I think Nick Bosa is better. But in a overall aspect, I think the Niners have a better defense.
But you know who has the North Cali tat in his back? Jared Goff, because he went to Cal.
Yeah, I think he can beat the Niners.
The prodigy's son has returned.
I'm back, bitch.
I think the Lions are like, I think they go blow for blow and they play hard against anybody. And I think...
You're a man.
And I think the Niners, I think they played soft last game.
When the Lions played the Niners?
I think...
No, against the Packers. I think they played soft.
I think they were too overconfident.
Yes. I was going to say like the Niners...
They were coming in from a bye week too.
The Niners were playing against the Packers, how the Cowboys were playing against the Packers. No respect. We got this.
The Niners have always been that way.
No, but the Niners are coming from a bye week. They had a bye week.
Yeah, but they always come off that way.
Usually I think that's the reason why the Ravens had a slow start too, is because they came from a bye week.
You should never rest. That's why that theory stands, where you should never rest your starters before the playoffs.
Rest or injury? Because remember last year when the Chargers were going to go into the playoffs and then Mike Williams got hurt at the very end with a pointless game against the Broncos.
Yeah. It's one of those things where like I feel like they should... It's like, yeah, they shouldn't play. I guess, I don't know. It's a 50-50.
Yeah,
it's like, I would play them for the first half and then let them rest for the second half.
Yeah, because they can't stay cold.
Yeah, you have to get the feeling because, you know, if you have the feeling, then you could, mm-hmm, like, go on to the next game. But it's like nah, dude, I got to get back into that mojo spot, you know?
Yeah. We haven't seen a coach do that before. They never do that. They always rest them the whole game. But yeah, Lions, my ideal matchup, Lions, Chiefs.
Which one do you think is going to be a better game?
Chiefs versus the Niners?
No, I'm saying the conference.
The conference? I think
Niners.
I think the Niners would be a really good game. Actually, I think both really good. They're both really good. I think... There's going to be more of a challenge, Chiefs and Ravens, but someone's going to pull ahead in Lions.
I'm going to go with Niners and Lions.
I'm going with Niners and Lions. I think that game is going to be a lot better, and I think it's going to be punch for punch. But then again, you can't sleep on Mahomes, but at the same time, I think the Ravens are really humbling a lot of teams.
I think they have reached the point when, you remember when they used to reach the playoffs, they're like, oh, they're good, and then they got like booted out in the first round or two. I think this is their moment.
Yeah, because this is the first. This is the first winning playoff run for Lamar Jackson. Yeah. He's never won a game before,
and that was always the biggest stigma.
He chokes in playoffs.
That he chokes in the playoffs, and I always hated that because I'm like, just like let him bite it out. It's like, oh no, he hasn't won. Like, fuck off, you know. Let him, let him prove it. But talking about Mahomes, real quick, I saw an analyst say that Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT already.
No.
Two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs.
So he's surpassing Brady is MVP. What I'm hearing.
He's saying that he's a GOAT. If Patrick Mahomes wins this year's Super Bowl, is he considered a GOAT to you guys?
No.
I would say...
Not yet.
Maybe how old is Patrick Mahomes?
28.
I say Patrick Mahomes gives me four more good seasons of him playing. He's a GOAT.
Does he need to win
no
Super Bowls?
No.
Only two is fine?
I think two is fine. And then him giving me a four more seasons of just amazingness and being the number one quarterback in the league. Just four more seasons of him being the number one quarterback. Because I think he is the number one quarterback.
Mm.
Like that's the elusiveness, the him extending plays. Just four more years of that. And to me, he's the GOAT.
I think I need 10 years in total. So how many? So wait.
Yeah, I think he already has that.
Sick. When was he? When was Patrick Mahomes drafted?
That's what I'm saying. I think he already has like
in 17, 5 years. Maybe.
But someone said in 2017.
Yeah.
Someone said this though. He has like 13 wins and 3 losses in playoffs. Those 3 losses, both of them came from Tom Brady. One against the Super Bowl when the Buccaneers beat the Chiefs, and the other one was the AFC Divisional.
Yeah.
The AFC Conference.
Yeah.
When they the Patriots beat the
Yeah.
So Stephen A was making the argument like, how can you say he's the GOAT when he couldn't beat the GOAT?
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm like, damn, that's a
yeah, because you can't play Brady anymore.
Nope. And that will forever be on his record.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe talent-wise, for sure Patrick Mahomes is the greatest talent.
That's the reason why I'm saying just give me four more years of consistency. Mm-hmm.
But no more. If he sticks to two Super Bowls,
I don't care. I think he's the best that's ever. Because the thing is, the reason why Patrick Mahomes is protected by the league is because all the youth.
Yeah, of course.
They're not their best favorite player is Patrick Mahomes.
I do believe Oakley's, like, you know the snowboarder Oakley was? I think it blew up because of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, no, Patrick Mahomes. I think
the hairstyle.
And then all his commercials. I love watching his commercials. Like, I love watching him play his commercials. Like, this dude is charismatic, unlike any other player in the league.
Baker?
Nah, he's not as charismatic.
But he's not great. Like, he's not good.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Baker.
And then the way he carries himself, too. I like... He's a competitor, mm-hmm. but he doesn't go around insulting people. Like, he takes his job serious. Like, when he loses or when he does bad, like, he keeps himself accountable. Like, this dude's like,
unless the rest
he's a killer, up. Like, you know?
his wide receivers could fuck up and he will still find a way to, like, blame.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this dude's a killer. Like,
I think I need one or two more Super Bowls.
Like, right, yeah. I think I want him to match the amount of Super Bowls Brady has.
Oh, I don't think that's possible.
I think so.
If he has the same appearances as
Brady?
As Brady? Yeah, he'll get those easily.
He has almost?
No.
He almost has.
He's been to how many Super Bowls? 3? He's won 2?
He's made it to the conference.
And no, I'm talking about Super Bowl appearances.
How many has he had?
That's not saying 3.
I want to say 4.
He lost 2?
No, you're right. No, he's only been to 3. Yeah,
because he lost 1 to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I don't remember him losing another one.
He beat the Niners.
He beat the Niners and he beat the Eagles.
Yeah. Like, dude, he has a good track record.
Because, like, what was it? Rams and Bengals. That was one that he didn't make in that one.
And I'm talking about this dude. It's not that he was put in a blessed team or his defense won it for him. Nah, every single thing that he's earned, he has crawled in and out and got it himself. Like, this dude is, like, the team. Like, he's the dude that carried the whole team. He's the Joe Montana's.
I'll challenge you right now. The first Super Bowl he did win, he did have Tyreek Hill, and he did have Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Not a lot of people say they have arguably the greatest tight end on their roster. And a wide receiver named by the Cheetah, right?
What do you mean? Kelce at that time, he was the best tight end.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, not a lot of people can say they have the two best in the whole league.
Tyreek wasn't the best at that time. It was Devontae Adams.
With the Raiders?
The Packers. Uh-huh. I think so.
What do you mean?
I forgot.
But nevertheless, he was still a very, very.
Yeah, he was up there, yeah.
He was up there. But I do also give this to Patrick Mahomes. Up to this year, his defense has been shit. Every single year, their defense has always been poo-poo.
I disagree.
You think previous years, his defense
I think was, is the thing is that with when Patrick Mahomes took the helm of the ship, they were able to get away with not giving him any offensive powers. So after he became the quarterback, they started building defense.
Mm.
That's the reason why now I feel like, yeah, he got a good defense, but it's because Patrick Mahomes was so good that he didn't need offensive weapons. So they were able to use all those picks on defensive players. Because you're going to tell me Chris Jones is a scrub?
No, but he wasn't. When was Chris Jones drafted? That's a good question. He was drafted.
I think he was
drafted 2016, a year before Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, a year before?
Yeah. He had a famous dick incident.
Crazy.
Dick?
In the combine? You know how, like, the shorts are pretty short and they're, like, stuck on? Well, when he started taking up for the 40 yard, his God bless his junk was slipping through the shorts down there. So as he finished a 40 yard dash, he just fell full. He just face planted.
Oh, that's why he did that.
He face planted so he can cover.
No way. That's funny. Oh, shit.
Sometimes.
Oh, God bless him. Because to be that fast and to have that junk carrying around, like,
his third leg was not giving.
His third leg wasn't covered.
He was about a nut. That's what was gonna happen.
Oh man, very aroused. He said,
"I was gonna say, yeah, no, but it is what it is."
I think I would like two more to be considered a GOAT because MJ doesn't have the most trophies.
No,
as Bill Russell, but we know that MJ is a GOAT.
Good point.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like two. Give me two more. At least above 50% because Bill has 11, MJ has 6. So it's like above 50%. Because you're right, he does. Patrick Mahomes has like very few players other than Tom Brady have that killer instinct. That like,
yeah, like this is like, he's never out of the fight.
Never. Even how many seconds against that Bills and
17.
Huh? 17 seconds, that's all it took.
Talking about not the previous year before?
Yeah, the one that
17 seconds.
17 seconds. To get him down the field for a field goal.
Yeah. to win it, I think, or go overtime or something. I don't know.
Overtime. Because Bills never got it back.
You're right, overtime.
Yeah. So it's crazy to see that we see one GOAT and then like possibly a contender already so soon in the NFL.
And he started contending since he started.
But let's talk real quick about head coaches. So you did your owner did the good thing. Bringing back Antonio Pierce and signing GM Tom
Telesco,
former GM of the Chargers. What is your reaction, Raider Ambassador?
I like that because I feel like we have, as Raiders in the last probably like 6-7 years, really messed up first round picks.
What was that draft class that all of them went to shit?
I think that was when we had, I think, two first round picks or 17, 16? I don't know.
You drafted like
Damon Arnett,
Leatherwood.
No, because the Leatherwood, The Leatherwood was, we got Leatherwood in the first round and we got Trayvon Merrick in the second round, which I feel like we should have had Trayvon Merrick in the first round, but I was happy we got him in the second round. So it was the Leatherwood, when we first got him, I was like, nah, bro, we need a safety or a linebacker. And we got Leatherwood. I was like, if we could have gotten a linebacker and Trayvon Merrick, that would have been amazing. Because Leatherwood was like ass, man. He's the reason why, like, we pretty much every penalty, man. Like, he probably, like, had the most penalties in the league as a player. That dude was, like, undisciplined.
Let's see. Mel Kiper releases early list for, what's it called? For potential mock draft. I think he has you guys with a safety or a linebacker.
Safety. We need a safety. We need somebody on the other side. That's the reason why we've been losing games.
Let's see.
With Spillane has really flourished in the middle linebacker position. That's what we needed before.
With the 13th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Tyrone Arnold, cornerback, Alabama.
I'm happy with that too. I like corners.
Oh my god!
But I don't think that's the need that we need the most. But yeah, I like that.
What do you think about O'Connell? You think he's your quarterback of the future?
I think O'Connell. I think with a whole off season, I think he will improve as a player, especially when you have somebody like Antonio Pierce, just like run like he's on your ass.
Because the reason I like the hire. Rookie head coach, veteran GM. 27 years.
I want somebody with experience, and I think the Chargers have had a
spectacular. He knows how to draft.
To draft, yeah, they have spectacular picks in the last few years.
Mike Williams.
I think the only one better than that is the Rams organization. I think the Rams are one of the best teams to draft.
We are pretty good.
Yeah, it's just, you guys didn't have the opportunity for like 6 years, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we fuck them picks.
I just quickly want to sidetrack. The Packers signed the new kicker.
They
released Carlson. Nope. Okay, what's the point now? I mean,
it's a rookie kicker. I was like, you kind of expect them to not be good during the playoffs. Why are you going to put that pressure on them?
That's what I told.
But you missed twice. That's fucked.
That's what I told my girl, that we're going to put our kid through kicking. Just football. Just kick.
You can make $10 million or $5 million. That's already more than anybody.
And by inflation, by like 20 years from now? 25 years from now?
Yeah.
I'm like, kicker's going to be the most priced possession. The one that they did fumble was Young Hoku.
The Atlanta?
Yeah, he was drafted by the Chargers, but they let him go after like two games for missing like two field goals in one game. And they let him go.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Now he's more accurate than Justin Tucker. Granted, Justin Tucker's been in the game much longer than...
Justin Tucker, he's a GOAT.
He is a GOAT for kickers.
Yeah,
he's a GOAT for kickers.
Yeah, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want our kids to get hurt. I'm like, kickers, they're valuable as fuck, and they never... And you touch them? Flag.
Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah.
All they need to do is
and then put the ball between them. If you're a great kicker like Janikowski, you could get drafted in the first round, and you could have a... Long, long, long career.
Yeah, because how long was Janik? He's very long.
I think he was there for, I want to say, 20 years.
Yeah,
he's a leading scorer for the Raiders.
Yeah, it's not as demanding as like running backs that take so much pounding.
No, and it's one of those things where like as long as you get your stretches right,
yep,
and then you get to kick the ball, and you got the meat to it, then you're good.
There you go. Because I mean,
give it a thigh.
Give it
a thigh. And if you're a thug like Janikowski, you could get tackles too.
So, in the same, sticking with the same division, what was your reaction to Jim Harbaugh signing with the Chargers?
I feel like karma is going to come and bite me in the butt.
Yes. Yes, it fucking will.
Because I've been talking a lot of smack about Jim Harbaugh. And I feel like maybe I'm just going to have to...
eat crow?
What is it? Bite my tongue or something? When I see him perform, but... I was happy that the Chargers were such in disoriented this season. It was magnificent to watch. It was going to be upsetting if they...
Was it, though? I mean, you guys didn't really get anything out of it. You guys didn't go to a wild card or anything.
That wasn't because... I think that was because of Josh McDaniels.
That's true. You had two enemies, yeah. The head coach and the enemy on the other side.
I think that's just also certain things like Antonio Pierce, I don't think he had proper time management or clock management. That's the reason why it took forever for them to get chosen. And he did elevate certain players in the defense mm-hmm. to play. And I felt like those players did phenomenal, but at the same time, I don't think they had enough experience to be playing late in the season. Specifically, the cornerback, Jack. I forgot what his first name was. Because he had performed really well, but at the same time, players would easily get under his skin. And then he also, his coverage was blown because he was taking stuff too personal, in my opinion.
And have you noticed that both head coaches that talk praises or still have good memories of the Patriots were both let go?
Who's the other one?
Mike Vrabel. When he was inducted into the Ring of Honor for the Patriots.
He for the Bucs.
But he's an actual good coach.
Was it for the Bucs?
No, for the Patriots.
But what team was he coaching?
Titans.
You know, and he said, there's no other organization like the Patriots, and he was let go. And then
I thought he was a good head coach.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's the actual good head coach.
And then, obviously, Josh McDaniels never talk about the Patriots like that.
After that, I was like, man.
We got an imposter.
This is motherfucker.
Yeah, an imposter.
Take him out back, beat him up or something, man.
And that was when they lost the locker room.
Low-key, yeah. And Josh McDaniels, once he became a Raider, I didn't really like him, though. I thought he was the great Marshawn Lynch would say he a bitch.
Marshawn Lynch would say that. That's speaking
facts. But let me pivot real quick to the East Coast and down south in Miami. How did you guys think the Dolphins season ended?
Shitty.
Lackluster.
Okay. Who was to blame if you had to blame someone? Say it right at the top of your head. Go.
The defense.
Ooh. I'll say injuries. You know, injuries.
Oh, yeah. The defense got straight injured. Yeah, they had injuries. Half the team.
How did you guys feel about Tua?
I feel like he should have done better, man.
Okay. So the question is, what should the Dolphins do with Tua this offseason? Give him a big contract extension, play out the fifth-year option, look elsewhere for a future quarterback.
Fifth-year option.
Give him a contract.
Fifth year.
I think Tua's good enough for a contract. You don't think so?
He's a 160 mil.
Are we talking about Danny Dimes' contract?
Yeah. If he gets one, I think so.
I would say yeah, because I'm like, after your injury, you look a little different.
But you think Tua's going to want that?
I'll be like, if you don't want it, then I was like, play the fifth year, and then we'll talk about it later. Do a Lamar Jackson.
Because also, you know how the GMs are going to be like, it's because you have time. Isn't
that what happened to Lamar Jackson, right? He did a fifth year.
Fifth year and tag until they gave him the money.
Yeah, I was like, you know, dude, like humble yourself. Like, you have all the weapons, but what's up? You landed a little short.
Exactly, because they're going to be like, well, look, Tua, you know, you didn't really play that good. We got you Tyreek Hill. You know, we have Waddle. You know, we have Raheem Mostert, the leading touchdown rusher for the season. Where was the production, Tua? You know, you couldn't be anyone who had a 500-plus record.
A good team, sorry.
You couldn't be anyone who's a good team. You're a bully for the little kids, but when the other big kids came up, they bully the shit out.
You got picked on your own side. You got fucked up.
I can't give you a Patrick Mahomes money. I can't. I can't give you a Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, or Trevor, or who else? Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts. I can't give you that money, too. I can give you Danny Dimes' money.
I think he deserves to get paid. I think he's good enough and has shown enough talent.
So if you're Tua,
I think he needs to get his mind right.
If you're Tua, dog, he was about to retire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think with him, Ooh. I think
Tua was about to retire.
Yeah, I think he needs to get his mind right. I think if he doesn't get his mind right, I think he's gonna be like Andrew Luck. So much potential.
It's not fun. It's not worth it.
It's just like all this potential is going to be gone because you can get the proper help early, you know?
It's tricky because Tua's above, I think he's for sure above average, but he is injury prone.
top 15
quarterback. He's injury prone too.
He didn't get injured this season.
The thing about Tua is that Tua, at least, like, when he performs, man, he looked like a dog. But when he doesn't, I'm like.
And you are?
You looking like Jalen Hurts, bro. And Jalen Hurts got paid, so I don't know about that. Jalen Hurts got paid, but he kind of digressed.
So, Jordan Love. Max contract or no?
Nah.
Nah, yeah. What the fuck?
Nah, like.
Give him another 2 seasons.
You had a rocky start. You had a really good mid to end. But then when it came to the playoffs, I was like, come on, man. You got to step up. And then that rookie-ass mistake that you did at the end. I was like, bro, that was trash. Like, like Jordan Love, he had a spectacular performance that night up until that point. Yeah, and that point itself made him just, like, go all the way down and be like, dude, you, like, I thought you were above average, but nah, bro, you look like average right now. You look like if you're going to do this mistake again, nah. You, like, eat some frijoles, dog. Eat some beans. Like, get some power in that throat. What the hell? Like, come on.
Eat some beans. It didn't reach the receiver, that's for sure.
And even after the game, both Christian Watson and the other guy were just, like, in a silent, like, what the hell did, what the fuck just happened?
Dude, that shit was sorry.
And he's, like, dabbing everyone, like, oh, good game. Like, man, I would have.
I was, like, jumped you in the back of the locker room. I was like, come on, man. Like, we're competing on the next level. Are you going to give me that dog shit play?
Always will.
Like, you don't understand how upset I was when I saw that shit live.
He turned on the pissed. TV?
I was screaming. I was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I wasn't happy that he was dabbing.
I was, disappointed.
Yeah, no, I was.
Because everyone.
I was like.
Like, I felt like I was a Packers fan.
40, yeah, you did, right? 49, other than Santa Clara and San Francisco and North Cal residents, everyone else is rooting for the freaking Packers because no one wants the Niners to go.
Yeah.
And now everyone in a whole, basically, Chiefs versus Ravens, other than Kansas City and Ohio, because that's where the Kelce brothers are from, everyone else is rooting for the Ravens.
And they live in all the whole state, Ohio.
Yeah, because they're up in Ohio.
Then I hope the Lions play the Ravens in the Super Bowl.
That will be, that's the Super Bowl that we want.
Yeah,
as fans. But the Super Bowl that we're going to get is going to be the Niners and 49ers. Because per NFL script.
No, let's not get it. Let's hope the script says, psych, Lions win the Super
Bowl. Per NFL script.
Or maybe it just means like either the whoever wins from the Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson is going to win it all. Red and purple. Maybe you're looking at the wrong game.
Don't.
What? Wait, what?
You know, because he's talking about NFL script. You're talking about, you know what that means, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a predetermined game already.
It's rigged. Why, but you know why, right?
For entertainment, yes.
No. You know why.
No.
So show him why.
Yeah, because of the Super Bowl sign.
Yes. It's purple and red. Who's purple and red? The Ravens and the Chiefs. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you're looking at the wrong game.
I totally agree.
That's so you know what I'm talking about.
So maybe it could be the Lions, but the actual game that was pre-scripted was
red and blue mixed purple.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Dude! Yes! That's what I like to hear, dude. That's what I like to hear.
Lions and Chiefs?
Oh, you can see that too?
Yeah. I mean, those are the only two outcomes. Lions, Chiefs, or Lions, Ravens, or 49ers, and Chiefs, and oh no, there's more outcomes. But anything else? Well, you know, fun fact, Pete Carroll was in the talks to be the Chargers head coach before Jim Harbaugh.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I would have liked that.
And Bill is out there still. Titans hired the Bengals OC. Commanders.
I can see Bill in his basement be like, I wanted that Chargers job.
Yeah, I can see that.
Commanders too. Have officially offered the job to Lions OC coordinator.
Ben Johnson?
I think so.
Yeah.
So that means Commanders. So why?
So Eric Bieniemy will be tag teaming with Ben Johnson lead their offense?
I don't know. Because they're kind of cleaning house over there at Washington.
So Eric Bieniemy is not being touched? I have not heard of Eric Bieniemy's name since the moment they fucking played.
There's a new era. But we'll talk about Bill a little later. We have exactly 30 seconds. How's life going, guys?
It's all right.
I agree. Yeah. It's cold. It's simple, isn't it?
Yeah. Cold in the morning. It's amazing. Good night's sleep.
I have a dark joke, but I don't think I should say it because I don't want to get canceled, but
I hope it's funny.
I hope it's funny too. But I'll tell you guys after, and then JJ and AJ can say if it was appropriate or not. But thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next one. Peace out. Bye.